USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are taking part in a number of ceremonies to honor Memorial Day. The President and First Lady at Arlington National Cemetery participating in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Memorial Day ceremonies taking place all across the nation at the USS Intrepid Museum Memorial Day ceremony. Navy veteran Richard Mills says schools should be teaching the history of what servicemen went through.
I spent 2 years on the Intrepid from 1960 in April to 1962 May. Two of the best years of my life when I look back on them.
The pain at the pump continues, AAA saying the nationwide average for the price of a gallon of regular up to $4.62 a gallon. USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
A Memorial Day tradition continued Sunday in our nation's capital, remembering those who never made it home while serving their country. Motorcycles were all around Washington, D.C., participating in the annual Rolling to Remember demonstration, which was previously known as Rolling Thunder.
We need to remember where we came from and who we are as a people. Without these people that fought for our country, we wouldn't be here today.
The annual event honors the 82,000 service members deemed prisoners of war or missing in action. A jury is ruling that Gibson guitars have their own unique shape. Gibson had filed a trademark suit against Dean Guitars over several of the instrument's shapes. The decision came in favor of Gibson, saying the company's guitar shapes aren't generic. Dean Guitars was found guilty of infringement and counterfeiting. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
On this Memorial Day weekend, USA Radio News would like to highlight some of the things being done to honor our military veterans and family members who have lost loved ones on this holiday weekend. The Honor Project is a new initiative that was spearheaded by the Travis Mannion Foundation that recruits volunteers to visit the grave sites of fallen service members on behalf of family and friends who cannot be present for themselves. Co-founder of the Honor Project, Emily Dominich, discusses with the Independent Women's Forum She Thinks podcast what she loves about this project.
It's valuable for the volunteers who are there on the day to take those photographs and visit those graves. It's valuable for the family members who have someone visit their loved one when they can't, when they maybe live across the country and can't make it. And then it's valuable for people who can just follow along on social media and see our hashtag. It's hashtag The Honor Project, and see those photographs and read the names of the fallen when they take a moment on their Memorial Day weekend. So it's a really incredible multi-layered project that I hope, frankly, we at some point can expand to cemeteries all across the country.
The new ambassador to Ukraine is arriving in the capital city of Kyiv. Bridget Brink was just confirmed by the Senate on May 18th. Brink writing in a tweet that she's honored to join the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv to stand with Ukraine as it defends itself against Russia's invasion. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.